with information on the latest developments in assistive technology from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. In the previous edition of AbleQuest, we deviated from our usual format of covering a specific development or existing technology, and instead we looked into the services of a Sydney-based organisation called TASK. It has been established to provide practical assistance to people who live with physical disabilities affecting mobility and communication, particularly those with cerebral palsy. TASK is actually part of the Cerebral Palsy Alliance, but offers its specialist skills more widely to people with conditions such as motor neurone disease or who have sustained injury to the spinal cord or brain, that is, those with complex needs for technology, seating and mobility. In case you are wondering what the acronym TASK stands for, it is Technology Solutions for Computer Access, Seating and Communications. TASK. In the first of these two editions on TASK, I spoke at some length to Sue Lord, Manager for Consultative Services at TASK. Sue explained that there are two specialist services. One is devoted to assessment and training consultancy, and the other is equipment services, which is basically a workshop that manufactures custom seating. We pick up the conversation with Sue today. I asked Sue what is exciting and new in the pipeline at TASK.
There's also lots more work going on around environmental controls and what people are calling telehealth and telecare. We're on the fringes of some of that here at TASK. We support environmental controls, which allow somebody to access things like their air conditioning controls or their television or their telephone, all from using a single point of access. And that single point of access might be a small movement of a finger, an arm, an elbow, or it might be an eye blink. But aligned with that is the development of the National Broadband Network and telecare and telehealth systems, which are allowing people to interact with therapists across the region, whether that's close to them, or actually, in the case of some of our consultations, we're doing remote consultations now. So we will have our computer on and our video conference system, and we will be able to see what's going on in Wagga Wagga or in Armidale, and actually be able to advise on setting up some equipment in the site away from us and make things work in a much more a functional way for the clients there, but also allowing our clients to be able to control that technology within their own home to have consultations with general practitioners or nurses.
At the moment, do you have a travelling group of people that go around, or will that model change?
We're expecting this to stay working in the same way at the moment. Our team is based here at Allambie Heights, but we do actually cover the whole state. So we regularly go out to different sites across the state to provide direct therapy services. And we work out of the 70 sites that Cerebral Palsy Alliance actually has across the whole of the state with our local therapists there. But we can provide this system and work with people in their own homes. So there's no reason that we couldn't actually send them a laptop to work to try to set up something in their own home, and we could actually see what's going on from here. And we expect that this is going to increase over the next few years because it will allow us to be more responsive and support people in a better way than we have been able to before. Obviously, if somebody had to wait for us to actually be able to travel to Deniliquin or Wagga Wagga, it could take some time to arrange.
Well, with all the talk that goes on about NBN, this is one aspect of NBN that I've got to be quite honest, I haven't really understood or focused on, and this is one of the real benefits of it.
Absolutely. And we're hoping that we'll see more and more benefits as the years go on.
What is your team made up of there? What are the different areas of expertise?
Right. We have a mix of speech pathologists and occupational therapists here at TASK. All of them are specialists within the technology field, but they've all had plenty of experience working with people with cerebral palsy and with many other conditions in previous roles. We have speech pathologists and occupational therapists that focus solely on technology, and we also have a group of occupational therapists who focus on our seating systems and doing the assessments and support for those alongside our equipment service. We also sometimes have physiotherapists that work with us, but we don't currently have one in post at present.
So, keeping the show on the road must be an interesting job, Sue. as manager, you must have a great variety to deal with every day.
Definitely. It can be a little bit of interesting coordination, trying to book and arrange appointments and make sure that even just arranging for equipment to be in the right place at the right time, having to courier equipment out to different places or arrange for which vehicle is going to where with all of our equipment in it. One of our part of our equipment service is that we've actually got a mobile equipment service. So we have a van that's fully kitted out with all the different parts that our workshop technicians will need to make adaptations on site for somebody's wheelchair or seating system. So, but it takes quite a while to drive such a large and heavy vehicle out to our sites. So we'll often try and plan so that we go to an area for a week at a time and see as many people in that area as possible.
So how do people find out about where the travelling van is going to be?
They can contact us here at Allambie Heights. We have both a telephone number, which is 02-9975-8472, and we can also be contacted by email, which is task@cerebralpalsy.org.au. And we would be happy to help with any inquiries. We always have therapists available on Monday afternoons as well to assist with any consultations. So that's a good time to ring if you want to ask any technical questions.
I can imagine if I were in that position that I'd want to be going back all the time to see what's new and fabulous.
We do have a large number of our clients will come back to us. Most of our clients actually have a primary therapist or a local therapist that works with them as well. And we would encourage them and their local therapist to try and work together and come back to us when they feel that there's a need or there's something specific that they want to look at. We are always involved in training and supporting local therapists across the state. So we provide training as part of Cerebral Palsy Alliance's Action Packed training scheme. And we have several different courses that are available over the year for people to attend. But we also do one-to-one support with therapists. And we have a TechnoTalk newsletter, which is available via our website, that people can download. And that has different news about new products that are coming onto the market or new areas that we're focusing on. So people can keep up to date that way. And if there's something that they feel will be relevant to them, we are very happy to hear from them again and have another look at their needs.
Do you have a group of people you work with, people who have cerebral palsy, that you work with on ideas and testing? And do you have a little research cell?
Well, we always have a group of clients who seem to be around here all the time. We have clients who are very, very technologically aware and who are always coming back to us and asking about new technology and whether or how they could trial it. And that's the best way we've found for actually trialing technology is for somebody who's going to need that technology and use that technology to actually trial it, rather than us just randomly sending it out to people who might not normally use that type of equipment.
Yes.
So we will work with, every time we have a new client who has a new need, we will look for the right piece of equipment for them, and we will work with them to see what's the benefits of it, what's actually the downsides of that particular device, and is there something that might suit their needs better on the market.
Are people likely to find a lot of information about TASC on the website, on the CP Alliance website?
We do have some information on our website, and we are currently working on a brand new version of our website, which will have much more information as well. But you can currently find information about TASC through going to the main website at www.cerebralpalsy.com. www.org.au and looking under services, and we're listed under both the adults and the children's services. As I said, this morning I've been working with our new development team to look at what's going to go onto our new and updated website, which we hope will have a lot more information and some good pointers on other places to look on the web as well for good information about technology that's coming out and activities that people might want to get involved with.
Well, that's very exciting, having a shiny new website coming. And so I encourage everyone to go on and have a look and compare what's there now and what will be there shortly. So that's so interesting hearing about TASC, and we look forward to coming back to you and talking with you again in the not too distant future to see what amazing new pieces of technology you've got offering and through your services and down the pipeline.
That would be fantastic. I look forward to it too.
Thanks for your time today, Sue.
No problem. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Sue Lord, Manager for Consultative Services at TASC. Sue had referred in our conversation to what was the greatest challenge their organisation had faced. I might give you a bit of background on that. Several years ago, their large facility in Allambie Heights was almost totally destroyed by fire. All their records, including all the historic material since 1945, went. Although, thankfully, the TASC workshop, which was separate from the main building, was saved. But the final outcome has been absolutely wonderful. The total destruction allowed the organisation to start afresh and embrace innovation, branching out from the traditional thinking about what disability centres should be like. With amazing support and generosity of donors and the government, the CP Alliance rose from the ashes, literally, and has rebuilt what is considered one of the best therapy and services centres in the world. It includes a fully equipped gym and weights room, a parents' lounge, preschool classrooms, and the TASC training hub to service the wider disability sector. They've kindly invited 2RPH manager Nikki Linderman and I up for a visit to the facility soon. We can't wait, and we'll report in a future edition of AbleQuest. You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. I'm Barbara Sullivan. Thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.